Hello, this is Alonzo, and I want to welcome you to episode 269 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? We all are right now. Everyone's paying attention with this coronavirus madness going on. The hard thing is separating fact from fiction, from fear, from whatever, you know? But, yeah, this is it. We got it. It's going. Where do I start? First of all, let me tell you, this is my third attempt at recording this particular podcast. You know me and technology. We just don't do well together. I don't know what it is. So it started out, I was recording it on my iMac in my office. And then for some reason, the disc on that went crazy. And I know the disc isn't full because that computer has a terabyte of memory and I don't have that much stuff on it. Terabyte's a hell of a lot. I think you can fly the Enterprise with a terabyte. Anyway, I switched to my laptop, my beautiful MacBook Air. I love this computer. Light, easy to carry, blah, blah, blah. And I recorded the podcast, and apparently I had the metronome on. So we could have given you that one, and you would have seen how well I kept time. Click, 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 click in the background completely. So engineer said, no, do it again. So here I am doing it again. I will tell you what I think is different. I'm not as upset today. I avoid Donald Trump news conferences because I know they're bullshit. I know they're lies, and there's always some, I don't know, underlying plan or whatever. Listen, in my opinion, and you know, it's my podcast, so you get my opinion, we have no leadership through this virus, crisis, whatever you want to call it. Absolutely none. And this is what bothers me. This is what angered me. We are the United States of America. We are a leader, sometimes the leader. In the past history, all history is past. Sorry about that. I'm getting there, getting a little crazy. We've taken the lead. In global crises, we take the lead. I think other countries look to us to take the lead. We have no leader. There is no intelligence in Washington. No, that's not true. There is intelligence. There's scientific intelligence, probably some scientific genius, but it's all constrained. It's all held back by the idiocy and the ego of the Trump administration. When you have Donald Trump and Mike Pence as the two, you have two people, one who doesn't understand science, and scientists try to explain things to him like he's a six-year-old, and he has the attention span of a hamster, of I don't know what, so they can't explain it to him. Then you have the other one, Pence, who simply does not believe in science, which is amazing, but he just doesn't believe in it. He believes in religion, which I'm not saying you can't believe in religion, but you know one thing God gave us? The ability to think. So these press conferences are just ridiculous. They started out with, no, it's nothing, that blah, blah, blah. Then they have to call it the Chinese virus, right? Because they have to keep their xenophobes and racists happy. And, you know, the gatherings have gone from 1,000 to 500 to 250 to 100 to 50 to 10. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, there'll be no more gatherings of one. You can, anywhere you are, you can't be there with yourself, right? It makes no sense. Listen, I was in Cape Town, South Africa, which is an absolutely beautiful, amazing place. I had the most amazing trip. I left Africa and came to the United States to see empty grocery stores and people lining up for toilet paper. This is the United States of America. This is, let me tell you, we had a war. We had World War II. And now, to the millennials, I'm sorry. If you look at us and say, okay, boomer, boomer's done fucked up. Our parents were known as the greatest generation. And one of the reasons for that was World War II. And during World War II, the country didn't lock itself in its room afraid. The country didn't close borders to other countries. The country didn't shut down flights and say, well, good luck with that whole German thing. No, the United States came together and the government went to corporations like General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and said, we need tanks, we need Jeeps, we need trucks. And they stopped what they were doing and they made them. And they went to other companies and said, hey, no more making stuff out of plastic because we need plastic for the war effort. And we need to, and people came together and people went to work and we built shit and we kicked ass. And that's what America does. And we, Mark Hamill posted beautifully, past presidents saying things like the buck stops here and ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And what do we have now? I take no responsibility. That's the leader we have now. I take no responsibility. We knew that they were going to do this. They're somehow blaming it on Barack Obama. I haven't figured out the math yet, but from what someone told me over at Fox News, what they're saying is, you know, we had a department in the government to handle pandemics, to handle just this situation. And they had to disband it because Barack Obama built it wrong. So it's his fault that we don't have it. Maybe the fact that this administration did nothing to the normal transfer of power and offices and jobs from one administration to the other. This administration just didn't participate. There were meetings, there were places, and they just didn't send anybody to find out. Like, they were there. They were there to tell you, oh, this is this situation, and this is how this works, and this is what we do here, and this is what we do there. And they were just like, nah, not interested. We can't be bothered showing up to find this information. So that wasn't done. The coronavirus tests, there were tests. There are tests. There are test kits. It, again, with an administration, with leadership, somebody would be going to Dow Chemical, into 3M, and to all these big pharmaceutical companies and said, hey, drop what you're doing. We need test kits. You're going to make test kits, right? You're going to figure out how, and you're going to make test kits so we can test, so we can see who has the virus, where the virus is, prepare medical care and facilities, et cetera, et cetera. That's what a leader would do. Now, the World Health Organization, see, we don't work with the world anymore. The World Health Organization came up with the test in January, and they offered it to 60 countries. They offered it all around the world. 60 countries accepted. We didn't. Our country didn't accept. Why? We don't know. Maybe because Jared Kushner is an investor in a company that has some dealings with testing that they wanted to get them. Or maybe it's just our fear of getting anything from any other country with this stupid make America great again, we're going to do it all by ourselves nonsense. We're in a global world. Countries work together. We have what's called allies, but all of that's gone out the window now. So when we were offered the tests, we didn't take them. Continual press conferences doesn't know what he's doing. Bailed out the oil industry, bailed out, made sure we're going to fill the strategic reserves because the price of oil is low, and also make sure my friends don't go broke in the oil. The stock market's dropping like crazy, and that's not a big deal. It's going to bounce back. When the economy bounces back, when world commerce begins again, the stock market will pick back up. Right now, the people, those rich people are going to be just buying stock at super low prices, and they're going to make tons of money when it bounces back. Now they're talking about this bribe, give every American $1,000, which would be a good idea, except, you know, they're not doing it for that. They're doing it so that when election time comes, they can say, hey, Trump gave me $1,000. I'll vote for Trump, and it'll work. It'll work. So it's a mess. I hope, if you're listening to me, I honestly appreciate it, and I hope you have the essentials. Toilet paper, you know, lining up for toilet paper, milk, bread, whatever, cleaning products, hygiene, personal hygiene's gone. I don't think there is any more hand sanitizer. Another thing that the government should be on private enterprise to make that happen. Amazon has the greatest distribution network in the world. They can get anything to anybody in one day. and they can't get hand sanitizer out? Yeah, they could get hand sanitizer out if the government stepped in. See, we have all these idiots talking about small government. The government's not a business. The government provides service. The government's supposed to provide service. And in a crisis, the government's supposed to step up. So when you have people like this asshole in Nashville who bought up $17,000 worth of hand sanitizer to try to sell on Amazon and eBay for $20 a bottle for little $1 portable bottles, you know, little pocket size ones. He wants 20 a piece and $80 for the pump hand sanitizer. And then they shut that down, said, no, you can't gouge people like that. So this idiot has a truckload. Well, here's what you do. You treat him like a drug dealer. All right. You seize, he's trying to sell it illegally on the market, trying to gouge people. You seize it and you get it to people who need it. Masks. You get masks to people who need masks. Like who? Oh, I don't know. Healthcare workers. Let's talk about, okay, sorry. See, this is how I got worked up when I was recording it before. Let's talk about some of the great people out there. Healthcare providers who help people with this virus, not knowing what it is or how contagious it is or when, or if they can, they help people because it's what they do, are amazing. I saw a post about heroes don't wear capes, they wear scrubs, you know. The food chain, people working in grocery stores, warehouses, trucking, getting the food supply out there, people in restaurants that, I'm in LA. In LA, restaurants have been closed, delivery and takeout only, but the people are still there making the food and getting the food to people, doing is what they used to say, doing the Lord's work. Yeah, Mike Pence, that's what Jesus would do. He wouldn't sit around checking if you're gay to make sure you're allowed to live. Jesus would be feeding people. That's what he did. Loaves and fishes and all that stuff. So thank you. If any of you who work in any of those industries are working, thank you. If you work at the convenience store and you're stuck there because they're open 24/7, thank you. If you work at the gas station, thank you. If you're working, providing a service that we need right now, thank you. Things are shutting down. I know in LA, New York, probably a lot of other cities, restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, bars, all shutting down. I have a friend in New York said they're ignoring it and they're going to the bars anyway. I don't know. Here in LA, man, it's quiet. I know it's quiet because you get on the street, there's no traffic. If there's no traffic in LA, there's something going on. Conspiracy theories out there. I've heard a few that this is some kind of population control thing, that this was the Chinese working on a biological weapon and the weapon got out of control. I don't know. Why not? Believe what you want to, honestly, believe what you want to believe. I don't know. Athletes are being amazing right now. Sports have been shut down. All sports. I think it started with the NBA. Then the NCAA was no crowd. Then they shut down the March Madness tournament and the hockey's, shut down and the XFL shut down. No one noticed, but they did. And on. Major League Baseball delayed right now until May, maybe longer. What are the athletes doing? Athletes have been stepping up and paying, giving money to the people who are losing their jobs. Guys like Zion Williamson and Giannis Antetokounmpo and, you know, I knock Blake Griffin, but I got to say, Blake stepped up, gave money to pay these people, the ticket sellers and the peanut vendors and whoever else works in sports and works for the team that wasn't going to get paid. Some owners, Mark Cuban stepped up. I wish more owners would step up. They're billionaires. You know, this is a time, in a situation like this, billionaires could do something. Understand that $1 billion is $1,000 million, okay? It's $1,000 million. So if and many of these people have multiple billions, but if you had $1 billion and you gave away $10 million, that's the equivalent of having $1,000 and giving away $10. If you had $1,000 and you gave away $10, you'd probably live. If you have $1 billion and you gave away $10 million to help people, you'd be saving numerous lives. It could be amazing the impact you could have. One would hope they would step up, but I doubt it. Unless, you know, it's tax deductible. Finally, I'm going to talk about comedy because it's what I do. Gigs have been shut down. Everything I've got to the end of May is canceled. To the end of April is canceled, except ironically Seattle. And I laugh because Seattle has pretty much been ground zero on this, the most deaths, but Seattle is still on my calendar. It might happen, it might not, I don't know. But with the shrinking of gatherings, I doubt it. But comics and people are making jokes on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And they're not jokes, you know. Some of them are dark, and I'm okay with dark. But we're joking about pandemics, and we're joking about lining up for toilet paper, and we're joking about families being stuck at home. My friend Ted Alejandro had a hilarious post that his wife is, he's a great comic, and his wife is setting up a support system for wives of comedians because they're now in town and home all day. And believe me, that is annoying. We're not good at home with nothing to do, so good for them. I'm going to give you some people who I follow on Twitter, etc., that make me laugh and are funny and are doing well with this. Jessica Kearson, hilarious. I mentioned Ted Alejandro. Roy Wood Jr. is not only funny, timely. He's on The Daily Show, but he also dropped some tweets about if you work in the gig economy like a performer or something like that, what to do. Brilliant. George Wallace, always voted one of the top five funniest on Twitter. Chris Titus, angry, funny, smart. Jeffrey Wright, the actor, very insightful. John Fugelsang, my favorite at skewering Republicans and just skewering people who are full of shit in general. Don Cheadle, the actor. I love Don. Don always just, I like his posts. Soledad O'Brien, she is a brilliant reporter and she is so good at holding the media and politicians responsible and accountable. Guess what, Donald Trump? You are responsible. You're the president of the United States. You do have a responsibility. People have been retweeting my old bit about the different pandemics going down the line from swine flu to bird flu to the mad cow to and all of that and laughing again. Yeah, you better laugh. Now, if you feel the need to be angry, if you feel the need to be in a panic at all times, then this isn't funny. Yeah, well, just go to the toilet paper aisle. That's where panic's hanging out. We're laughing because we got to laugh to keep from crying. We're laughing because humor is how humans deal with situations that scare them or baffle them or whatever. It's part of it. It's part of it. And another thing I'll tell you about comedians, we are quite often the most well-informed people. You know why? Because we love to read. We don't just watch TV news. If all you do is watch news on TV, you should be pretty much scared shitless by now, I think. Now, if you want to laugh, you go to YouTube and you search dumb fuckery and watch that video and see, oh, this is why they created the internet for brilliantly funny stuff like this. All right. I'm rambling. I'll stop. I love you out there. I appreciate you. I will be posting more videos and trying to do more online as we're all shut down and locked in the house. Watch Netflix, watch Amazon Prime, watch Hulu, watch whatever, some on demand, catch up on some movies. Do what you got to do. Listen, I've seen all three Mad Max movies, so I'm prepared. I've been studying. I'm ready to go. I already got a leather suit and a motorcycle. Let's do it. The gun people are doing what the gun people do, getting ready to all shoot each other. Not even going to go down that road, at least not yet. I'm waiting for the first shooting in the toilet paper aisle. You and I both know it's coming. Be safe out there. Wash your hands, then wash them again. Wash your hands. Be careful about touching your face. They talk about transmission in liquid form. If someone sneezes, I hold my breath. If I hear a sneeze, I hold my breath just for a little while. I can't hold it forever, but Be careful of surfaces you touch and on and on. And do me a favor, please read the science. One of the things people are quoting me on, and I do appreciate it, you hear me say it all the time, stupid don't get tired. Stupid is out here right now working 24/7 with this virus. Whether they're telling you to cure yourself by gargling with warm salt water, or people who have written in and said, if I drink bleach, will it kill the virus? Well, yeah, it will. It will kill the virus. It will also kill you, but it will kill the virus. And don't wash your fruit in it either. So please, people, get some information, read, hug your family, take it easy. Don't stress out. Don't lose your mind. Just get some good information. Don't shoot anyone. Don't drink any bleach. And try to keep your sense of humor. Alonzo Bowden, thank you.